Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
That's baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian state. She's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
And a supporter of NASA.
Hell yeah.
Does Canada have NASA?
Oh, yeah.
What are they called?
NASA.
That doesn't feel right.
It's generational.
That's a USA patch.
Yeah, it's a different sweater, dude. I got one with the Canadian flag, too.
I'm going to need to see it.
So we let you guys just kind of share.
I'll bring it in on Monday.
Canada doesn't have fucking NASA.
Share our toys in the sandbox.
Where are they located?
NASA?
Yeah.
Toronto, obviously. Gee, what are you talking about?
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
You know, football mostly.
Not a lot of pizzazz, eh?
No.
Mostly football.
No juice.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, how are we doing, dude? I'm doing pretty good.
This is not a Picks Thursday. We'll be here tomorrow for Picks Friday.
Wow.
Today, we're just going to do the normal Thursday. Thursday Night Football.
Sounds good. Big matchups.
NHL. Oh. NBA.
Why?
College football.
Can we get a Canada...
sideline cam?
Canada cam. Just Matt Canada.
I could.
George Pickens in Canada is going to be, I can't wait. It's going to be the best part of the game.
Guarantee you there will be a camera on that, man.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be phenomenal. I can't wait. I'm so jacked up to watch this now.
Thursday Night Football, baby.
Yeah. They're going to cut to him 1,000 times.
Some quick stats about, well, let's go back, recap. It's been a tough start to the week for me. Both games went over for Inamac.
Oh, that came home. The money
it landed on four.
Yeah, Akron. I mean, the zips out of nowhere in the fourth.
I saw that.
It was phenomenal. Both games, very good games.
Great games.
Bowling Green, nice dub.
The World Series went under. Duh.
Yeah.
Congrats to your Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nate Eovaldi is one of...
Bochy's a dog.
Eovaldi's one of the greatest playoff performers of our generation.
Top 25 for sure.
Yeah.
Of our generation.
Bit of a Pat Maroon situation.
Seriously.
Will Smith has won 3 straight World Series.
Pretty incredible. I'd just give him $50 million a year to come on my team.
Yeah.
Rangers bullpen kind of...
They did.
They were impressive the last couple games. I think they had it in them.
Yeah. Aroldis, the long reliever.
There was a lot of people listening to this
show. Setup, man.
There was a lot of players listening to this show yesterday. And they said, you know, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
The Rangers bullpen being one of them. Carl Anthony Towns being another one of them.
Donovan Mitchell being the third.
Yeah. That was.
They actually did kind of shut down Donovan Mitchell after a very hot start.
But tonight, Titans go to Pittsburgh in Acushnet, Dinosaur. 4-3 versus 3-4.
Yes.
Line is 2.5 or 3, depending on where you look. Total 37-ish, somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah.
Low total. For a good reason, Titans 4-0 to the under on the road.
With Tanny.
Sure. Steelers are, I believe, 6-1 to the under just overall this year. A couple under situations potential. 19-7 are the unders on primetime football games this season. Titans also 0-4 when they're not playing in Tennessee. ATS and straight up.
What's the weather situation?
I think it's clear.
Beautiful.
Let me look. I think it's a clear, beautiful fall, autumn transition into winter night in Pittsburgh. 50 and sunny.
Yeah.
Tonight it'll be a little, it'll probably drop down in the 30s, but beautiful football weather.
Are we worried about Kenny?
I am. I would much prefer a healthy Mitch.
I would not do that.
Maybe a healthy.
I would fucking skip Mitch and go straight to Mason.
Yeah, but healthy Mason. A deep ball.
But if Kenny's in there, I assume he's good to go.
Huh?
They don't seem like an organization that's going to... You're not trotting a fucking Hall of Fame out there.
Yeah, but I worry about the guy, you know, doesn't want to get Wally pipped and is running out there.
Good news is there's no one behind him to Wally pip him.
Well, I mean, if he was out with the line move? No.
Maybe like a half.
I think a point.
I think a half.
I think you get a full point. If it was Mitch.
I don't know which direction that it would move.
You think? No, dude. This would... Mitch?
Mitch Trubisky sucks, dude.
I normally tell Mitch to, you know, pump brakes on stuff like that, but in this situation,
I think you give him a couple days and he knows he's a starter. He's fine. Backup.
Sure. Where are you going tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going over.
Oh. Whoa.
Wow. Yep. I was not expecting
that. I think we're getting points tonight. I like what I saw from the Titans offense. I think Matt Canada on the sidelines is going to make a difference because he's going to have to eat a lot of shit if he's doing the same old bullshit.
True.
So I think 36 and a half, the weather's clear. Yeah, give me the over tonight.
Matthew better have serious noise-canceling headphones on that side.
I can't wait till George Pickens stand next to him.
I want them to
go I'm not off. Talking about the players.
Oh, the crowd.
The crowd's pretty close to the sideline.
Yeah. How are they in relation?
I just think box? 36, 30, like I love.
The box has got a window.
I love a primetime under, but 36 and a half, I think it's
low.
It's too low. It's very low. It's not raining. Like what?
Yeah. In that vein, I know I said I would prefer a healthy Mitch over banged up Kenny, but even with all that, I like the Steelers team total over 19 and a half. Ooh. Probably need a defensive touchdown to get there. But
I think we see at least one pick six tonight. I don't know what side.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Steelers touch the 20s tonight. And I like them, you know, just on the money line as well. Cam Hayward is a one-man rush defense machine. He shores up that O-line, or D-line rather, and obviously lets Highsmith and TJ eat even more than they have been. Without Cam in there. See, that's a difference where, like, Cam Hayward should be worth a point or whatever, and he's probably not, but he should be in my book, so I'm on the Steelers at home.
Okay. Otter?
I'm also on the Steelers minus the 2.5. I just kind of... All the Fire Canada talk, him being on the sideline, kind of just feels like one of those games. And I kind of do think that Will Levis comes back to life a little bit.
You
I don't
think
know how
he's not going
to
throw it four.
Yeah, you can't get any better than the four touchdowns coming out. Like, I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins is just going to be able to run down the sideline and just throw guys.
I hope we're staring down if Bill Levis walks into Pittsburgh,
yeah,
and does what he did. Last I mean, those week. Like we're staring down like
those pockets were like the maybe the cleanest pockets we've seen all year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I don't think keeps happening. Will Levis might keep balling, but he's going to be getting hit. See how he deals.
Yeah. Those deep balls do not come as easy if they have TJ Watt on the fucking side.
No, Minka is quite the worry for me on the defensive side.
Young Joey will be out there. Young Joey.
I love him. You know what? I'll take Pittsburgh Steelers as well.
Wow.
Titans on the road.
Wow.
What kind of fucked up shit is
holy
this?
I would let you not bet
this. Tomlin, really good against rookie quarterbacks.
This is phenomenal.
This is messed up.
At Acushur.
I almost
want to. I don't know what you're doing here.
Now.
Is that back. Sure?
This is good.
Is that sure?
Let me.
All right, Tony. Should walk it back?
No. I wanted to say something, but I wanted to make sure I was correct in saying it before I said it. Yeah, so they had a real focus last week on fucking packing the box and stopping ETN. And he had 24 carries for 79 yards. So I think they did their job pretty much there.
Okay.
I mean, 3 yards a carry.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
So I think they do that to
Derek.
Yeah, they try to.
Yeah.
I mean, adding Cam. Pretty big ad.
Probably big a Conquo game for the Titans just for no reason, just because it's Thursday.
Could be.
He is pretty good.
Yeah,
he gets moving.
Maybe Westbrook Akine.
Maybe.
I'll take the Steelers, though.
Is what's his name still out for the Titans?
Who?
Burks.
Brandon Burks.
Yeah.
I never saw any news of him coming back, so
I did not either. Yes. Which is big.
He was the straw that stirred Tannehill's drink there for a bit.
I'm curious to see what happens to old Tanny.
Yeah, I mean, if Will Levis has any sort of good game, you know, he might be done.
Yeah, he's playing catch with
Carson. Traylon Burks playing? Is that what I'm seeing here?
Really?
Where are you seeing it at? Let me look. Let me go to the injury report.
Yeah, I was just saying that because I've seen so many weeks in a row they tweet Traylon Burks is out, and then this week I feel like they would have at least tweeted that he was in.
They have a
Everyone has him as a...
I think he's good to go.
Yeah, I think he's playing.
But I don't see him on the injury report.
I think he's playing, boys. We got a full wow. strength.
A bit of a banger. I love the over.
I don't love that.
36 and a half?
He might have two catches.
We might get into the 40s tonight.
I might walk my pick back.
Me too.
I mean... Fair. I genuinely didn't know that, and that does kind of... It doesn't sway me that much to be off of the pick, but that is a... That's a pretty big...
Something to think about. All right, let's go to college football tonight. Yes. We got TCU at Texas Tech. Not a bad fucking football game. Two and a halves and threes out there. I don't have a pick on the game.
Give me TCU plus three.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm also there. That kind of scares me. I don't know why I'm super confident in this pick, but I am really confident in TCU plus the three. I want to take a money line.
I just didn't love it. You never know what you're getting with these two teams.
Not much love. Yeah, you just got
Texas Tech at home is a bit of a wagon.
I just hope Sonny gets him up.
In Lubbock?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wake is playing Duke.
These other two just give me Duke and Troy money line parlay minus 125.
Is that how you're feeling? Duke is minus 6.5.
I'm with you on Troy, but I think Wake Forest is a little frisky here.
Really?
Yeah, I like them plus 7 and that they might win outright.
Middle it.
I think there is a way to go. Hold on, let me find it.
It's a middler.
I like Duke minus the 6.5. I mean, earlier in the year, they were rolling. And then, I mean, they hit a little rough spot when their quarterback got hurt. I mean, he's playing, so let's...
The issue is he's...
Let's run around.
He's not the same. He can't move.
No, he is not.
He can't move.
I can force a pick.
He can't throw it.
Let me find it. It's going to be Wake team total.
Yeah,
under
this one, Pat.
Undy.
But I got to see what it is first before I do that.
I'm taking out Duke. I'm not doing Duke. Just TCU on the college slate for me.
Do we not have it?
Duke, Wake Forest.
I'm not seeing it anywhere.
Team total?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, their actual team total.
Probably 21 and a half, something like that.
No, the... It is.
I got nothing.
16.5.
Oh,
geez.
Yeah, I'll take Wake under.
I like over.
16.5.
Like the over.
Yeah, I'll take the Wake under.
Elko's boys.
Team total points.
Over.
And then the last one is South Alabama and Troy.
Yep.
Which is
the battle for the belt.
It is. These are the. Yeah.
What were we playing for last night? The tire?
Some sort of tire.
Was it a tire or a wheel?
Akron?
Oh, I don't know.
The other game?
Yeah, there was something. Hold on.
I don't remember, but the camera angle made that field goal for the win. Dude, it looked like it was 80 yards away.
I thought that thing was from me.
The camera was an
absolute knuckleball.
The camera was like on the ground.
That thing
the
looked other like it was 20 yards short. That wouldn't have been good in the CFL, dude, with the fucking with the sticks at the front.
I lean Detroit, but I will not make a pick in that game. Just Wake team total under for me tonight.
Yeah, I'm on Troy.
Okay. You too, Gumpy.
Money line parlay with Duke.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's go to the NBA tonight.
Slate. Oh, they won the Zips last night. Won the wagon wheel. They were playing for the wagon.
Frog me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
I know that Zion's out because he's tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shai Gilly Alexander is out for rest as well. Why are the Thunder resting people? Like, what are you...
Why?
I don't mean to steal Gumpy's bit here, but like...
4 games in, why are we resting anybody?
OKC's not playing tonight, Bruce.
Oh, they were. Looking at tomorrow.
they played the Pelicans last night. I think that's what you're thinking of.
Did Shai Gilly not play last night?
No, he
rolled his ankle and went out of the game, and then he came back in.
Why are the Sixers laying 8?
Looking at tomorrow.
I mean, the Raptors aren't great, but they just beat the Bucks. Raptors on a back-to-back.
I mean, the Sixers look pretty fine sans James Harden. They not really...
They haven't played without PJ Tucker.
Yeah, though. I mean, true. On that note, I watched one 76ers game. Still I thought Embiid was a beast, and I bet against them on that game. I'm betting with them tonight. They've been covering, and they've been winning. I think Toronto had... I don't know. I think Toronto caught some teams at bad times and stuff like that. So I think Philly just rolls them tonight at home. Toronto, they're on a back-to-back. They just beat Milwaukee. Like, that's a pretty far trip. No, they were at home. Shit. That's not that far. But it's still back-to-back. They just played Milwaukee, and they're playing Embiid right after playing Giannis.
You taking your Jazz Gumpy? Or?
Yeah, plus 1.5 at home. Absolutely. They fucking smacked.
What about Suns revenge game?
No, there's no reason to be laying 9. With
Whoa!
Oh, is the gods back?
The gods
are back tomorrow.
Tomorrow they'll be back.
You guys talking 155 to 101 or what? Celtics over the Pacers.
Big win. Zingas MVP.
We are talking NBA.
I know. I heard Suns.
Why are the Suns laying 9 against the Spurs?
Suns revenge game.
Booker must be playing.
No, Booker is out.
He's not in there minus 9?
From what I saw, Booker was out and Beal was still out.
The only play on the board tonight is Jazz plus 1.5 at home against the Mavs.
Let me get your lineup information real quick. Booker is I have it listed as a game time decision, unless you saw somewhere else officially that he's out.
Mine was covers.com, and that was like 3 hours.
Check my fantasy basketball app. Playing fantasy basketball. Speaking of Wemby, while we're here, I'm doing it again tonight. I'm doing it every single night until it happens. Wemby, 20 points, 10 boards, 2 threes, 3 to 4 blocks.
Okay.
We have been this close twice. He had 18-8 with 2 threes and 3 blocks last game. Just keep doing that. Bruins tonight.
You can get over 1.5 blocks.
Wemby and the Bees.
Bees are dogs at home against the Leafs.
Are they really dogs?
They're minus 104. Leafs are minus 115.
That's a joke. That's because the Austin Matthews kid. And yeah, he's good. But is he that good?
Is he Pasta?
Swayman's in.
No. Is he Swayman? Charlie McAvoy?
You got to pick him here. It was almost subject to our friend.
I was ready for the gods to tell us.
There's so many coin options tonight. I was looking.
You can't trot the fucking on a back to back.
Cool. Coin's not playing back.
Are we jumping to the ice really quick?
Wait, as soon as Connor.
What do you got for a touchdown today, Connor?
I'm actually going Steelers defense touchdown. Yeah. I hate taking defense touchdowns. I hate it more.
Gumpy said there will be a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, I said there'll be a pick six. I'm just not sure what team.
I'm taking the Steelers. I'm taking them. It has to be.
Well, how do you feel about the I'm going with the over 36.5 tonight.
Don't hate it. 36 is so low. I can see like 2017. Like that
would do it.
Yeah.
Treylon Burks is playing?
Yes. And I like Treylon Burks as well. Not to score. Who's the tight end? I don't know how to say his name.
Okonkwo.
Yeah. Okonkwo. Plus 500.
I like him.
Bruce
I
don't also mind, likes him.
I don't hey, mind, Bruce.
I don't mind Bill Levis getting in at plus 650.
I like that.
Maybe a bootleg.
Oh, you think Bill's going to run all over the place, brother?
I mean, from the one, maybe.
I'm thinking a nice 16 to 10.
Nah. These high-powered offense.
I'm hoping 15-6.
This conversation is disgusting now. I don't want the mindset going in tonight. 15-6.
Okay? I'm gonna bet exact score right now. 15-6. Both ways.
And we're done.
See you, dude.
Before we get to the ice, I'm also on Utah Jazz with Gumpy there. Orlando's getting like 90% of the bets here. I have no idea why. Utah's actually kind of playing good. And then
it might be sitting.
I'm also taking Sacramento. Or San Antonio, I always mess those up. Also taking San Antonio at Phoenix, just plus 8 to cover it again.
Take plus 9, man.
Oh, I got it at 9 there now? All right, I'll take 9 to just cover it again. Let's keep it close. Just hurt Phoenix team, and let's go Wemby. I like watching him. He's cool.
I'm not sure what his points are. Hold on, let me find
who's
him.
Who's that?
I'll show you. Can I get there?
Schwemby?
No. You're going to be like, who?
Paolo Banchero?
No. Player points. Give me...
Olynyk? Olynyk went off last night.
Oh, he's not even listed?
Is he sitting?
Eric Gordon.
Should be looking for Horton Tucker.
Horton Tucker is a dog. I like Horton Tucker.
If you can find it, I like Eric Gordon.
He's a mean cuss.
Over points. He's going to be playing for Bobby Knight.
Good. That's, yeah.
Smart.
I like that.
Yep.
Thought he retired.
Who?
Gordon.
Are you kidding me?
Eric Gordon?
Could have sworn.
What's your problem?
What team is he on?
The Suns.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, we're talking about that
guy. The Eric Gordon. 3-point assassin, Eric.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
I'm confused.
He definitely never played under Bobby.
Nick, I can't. I don't. I know that bit. I don't know if you could tell. If there was, what's the word you think for anti-pizzazz? This guy is sucking the energy out of the room.
Bruce? Right? Ice is cold, but his mic is hot, ladies and gentlemen. Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Bruce. That wasn't bad.
Well, you knew he had to make up for it because, boy, oh boy, today.
What's wrong, Bruce?
I don't know, honestly. Some days I have pizzazz, and then some days I'm...
What is going on? Did you not have
I
your
feel
six
like I'm pretty
Red Bull?
Even I'm feel. I feel like I'm kind of on the same.
I don't know. I feel like ever since you took off that jockey hat, I'm just not really feeling the pizzazz.
We should ask the chat.
I'm going to start a pool right now.
Yes.
It is, you know, once November comes around, it is tough.
Gus will tell you it is dark. Yeah, days
ask Gus at the Oakmont what seasonal depression means to him.
Boom.
To the ice.
What's the report?
Huh?
How do we feel about the ice tonight?
I got a lot of picks.
You got a ton of picks?
Pretty tricky.
Hold on, let me pull up the board.
We went 3-0 last night with the help of the coin. Let's try and keep it going.
Thank you, coin.
Go on the board.
And Tiger. Let's not forget about fucking Tiger.
Get to the board. We knew Tiger would come through.
Lightning are at the Jackets.
Lightning at Jackets. This is actually one I don't have a pick on because Lightning are rolling out Matt Tompkins in net.
Dude, Tompkins is a dog.
Well, he's 0-1 on the year with an .892 save percentage. Those aren't dog-like stats.
He's a dog on the road.
So I'm just going to put my feet up for that one.
Put me down for the Bolts, money line.
I kind of like Jackets plus 1.5.
Okay.
Against Tompkins?
You
fucking son of a cat. You going against Tommy Cat?
Isles are at the Capitals. The Capitals are short dogs at home.
Yeah, give me the Isles here. Varlamov, former Cap, going back to whatever their arena is called. I forget, Capital One something. I don't know. Give me the Isles.
Tough bar.
Okay. Kings are at the Sens. Oh,
this is the other one.
Ransom, some would say. I love the Kings tonight.
That's a long road trip.
Yeah.
This is the other one I don't have a play for. Jonas Corposalo is in for the Sens. They just fired their GM.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in Ottawa.
Yeah.
They got signed.
Someone call this a Kings Ransom here.
Where is Ottawa?
It's capital next to Toronto.
Kind of above New York.
It's right by Toronto.
Oh, like you drive straight through New York and then you go up and you're in Ottawa?
Pretty much.
Up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Toronto, so Ontario. Nothing for me,
Ottawa, Ontario.
Make sure you speak French, though.
No, Ottawa's fine.
No, oui.
Ottawa's fine.
I was thinking of Quebec.
There you go.
Montreal.
Les Habitants.
Hurricanes are at the Rangers. Game of the night.
Banger.
20,000 screaming Caniacs, brother. I'm kind of worried the Rags are going to lose here. I like Lafreniere to score.
I am also worried about it, Bruce, but I am going to take them at home.
Come on, Nicky.
They've been hot lately.
I don't like what you're doing right now.
He's trying to win the poll.
Yeah, he
we know what you're doing.
I like it. The poll's
his level's
around.
Picked up.
That was so fake. Come on, Nicky.
It worked. He went from 73% no pizzazz today to 68% when he clapped.
Wow.
Hell yeah, boy.
What a come up.
You want pizzazz? You got it, brother.
Freddie Anderson in net for the Caniacs.
You want the big dog.
4-0 on the year. Should start getting that for the
Holy
Rangers.
Holy shit, 100% has
been. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking Shesty's in net, boys. We're buzzing. Also, last time to Kreider score, he did. Keeping it rolling with Lafreniere. He's getting one tonight. He almost had one last time
out. Yeah, I'm out on this one.
Which game was that?
That was the Rangers.
And
the
I don't know if we were still there.
20,000 screaming.
Panthers are at the Wings. Panthers are short favorites.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers here. Big Bob's going for them. Feels like a good spot for them to get something going. Reimer's in for the Wings.
Reimer's been a dog.
He has been good. I'm going to take Florida.
I'm on the Detroit Red Wings.
These are the most close lines I've ever seen.
I think Kid Rock is going to the game tonight.
Okay, good to know. Leafs are at the Bruins. Fucking might as well be a pick'em.
Give me the bees. Yeah. Samsonov, however it wants to be called.
Samsonov. Swami.
Is in
Swami.
For the Leafs. And we're thinking Swayman maybe for the bees. Hopefully. Yeah,
give me the bees.
He's 4-0 on the year, .957. That's pretty good. Give me the bees at home.
What did Chucky Ballgame get suspended for?
He put his shoulder right into a guy's jaw.
Four-piece nugget.
Yeah.
But he's such a cute little fella. How can you suspend him?
It was a fucking...
People were not happy about it.
Great player.
Great price on the bees there.
Yeah.
Devils. Another basically going to pick them the Wild. Price.
I'm going to take the Wild here at home. You don't really know what you're getting with the Devils. You know Jack Hughes is going to show up.
Dog. But
the Wild got Kaprizov as well. So
Pat Maroon, never heard.
I'm just giving it the edge to the home team here. Let's see Minnesota Wild get it done on home ice. Come on.
Oh.
Come on, Wild.
Whoa, this Texas hockey's a dog.
Wedge wall in between the pipes.
Yeah.
Hasn't looked good this season.
Well, that didn't make me feel any better. And Stu Skin, who has also
Wedgie wall. Oilers.
Maybe I don't bet totals.
But this one's
we might
going
be
over.
Going over.
I'm
going
to take Texas hockey here as a dog.
Yeah, plus 130.
Preds are at the Kraken. Kraken are at home. I don't really love to do crack on Thursday nights.
Pull the trigger, Tony.
So I will stay away from that one.
The Grubworm against UC Soros. That's a matchup for Soros. Give me the Preds. Pesky Preds.
No, I'm not doing
on
it.
On a road.
Kraken have been a parlay killer. I'm out.
Knights. Kind of, I'm not saying short, but
Knights short
for how they started. It's kind of short favorites at home.
Give me the Knights.
We've seen this a lot against Winnipeg. Short lines against
why
Winnipeg? I don't know why people because Hellebuck maybe
are the books in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
but Logie Thompson's going for the Knights. He has not lost yet on the year. Give me the Knights.
Is that the second coming of
what are the books doing here, pal?
Where's Brossoit?
He's not there anymore.
They traded the second coming of Patrick Wall. Don't tell what's his name.
Speaking
that
of, guy?
What's that guy's name?
Gary Lawless.
Don't speaking of Gary Patrick Lawless. Wall, the Canadiens are in Phoenix. Kind of America's team right now.
Yeah, and I'm taking them.
Wow.
I'm taking the Yotes at home. Connor Ingram getting it done on home ice in Mullet Arena. The let is going to be popping.
Well said.
It felt like an abrupt ending there.
It did.
So it's going to be popping.
So the lead's going to be popping, dude.
Sure. How's Barbecue Bruce and the Canucks doing?
It's fucking Rick Talkie, you son of a bitch. And they are buzzing. And an NHL insider who's supposed to know a lot about hockey said the surprising Canucks. It's like, did you watch the second half of the season, dude? They're one of the best teams in the fucking league. Almost made the playoffs. Knox in 60 in San Jose.
Boom. Yes, Knox in 60.
Knox in 60.
Come on, Cougars.
Anything else?
That's it.
I think that's it, isn't it?
It is it.
Knox deep and
nice. Good work, boys.
Good work. Good luck tonight.
Good luck.
God bless.
Might be footy. Is there footy?
Yeah, there's footy. Just a couple plays for a Friday.
Okay.
I got Lazio drawing a bet at Bologna and Atletico Madrid money line at Las Palmas.
Okay. Napoli?
Not as good last year, but they're still good.
Bologna.
Bologna?
Yeah.
Mitt, I'm going to give you a few minutes in case you didn't do the right thing today.
Scott already.
Did he do the right thing?
Scott already.
Is it the right thing?
I don't know if it's the right thing.
It's not the right thing.
Feels like it's not the right thing.
It's not the right thing, but it's a solid thing.
Well, maybe we'll save that one for tomorrow. We do the right thing today.
Go with what you got.
Let's get
no, go with what you got. I don't want it to be forced.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, send us out of here.
Send us out of here, man.
Well, Tony, this isn't a Tomlinism, but it damn near might as well be.
But that wasn't the...
It's not wanting to win that makes you a winner. It's refusing to fail. It's by the great fucking Peyton Manning.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The deep breath right before it got me there.
Hey, I wanted to make sure I got it all out.
Well, Tony.
Respect.
It's a big night.
I feel like you're in church every time he says that.
Well, Tony.
Kind of.
Well, Tony.
What'd the poll end up at?
70% no pizzazz.
Jeez.
What?
We did.
Even after the clapping?
Huh?
Even after the clapping?
I ended it because I didn't want it to be a skewed poll.
It wasn't a fair poll, honestly. It didn't last the whole show.
You brought it back a little bit, Bruce. You did. I'm being serious.
I dispute the election's results.
Wow. We'll do it. We can do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, every day.
I got a quote for you on the way out of here.
Fuck.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
How many times do I got to tell you? Don't fight the rabbits. Because, boys, if you fight the rabbits, the elephants are going to kill you. Bobby Knight.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. I missed it.
Duh.
Yeah, that is the right thing. Thank you, Tony. Duh. Thank you, Bobby.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nah.